nowhere, either a company of angels or in a company of shayateen. If you thank Allah, if you be content, if you're happy, if you remember Allah, wonder what happened. Eh? Angels. And who is with you?
Allah.
Why? Eh? No, because Allah said it in Quran. One sheikh, one time they asked him, he said, I know when Allah is with me. He said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim sheikh. We cannot talk like that. He said, no, I can talk like that. He said, why? He said, Allah said, اذكروني اذكركم. Remember me, I remember you. I am جليس من جالسني. I am the company, those who company me, is a hadith. Basically, if you remember Allah, who remember you? If you sit with the intention, oh Allah, I will be with you, who will be with you? That's it. By this way, exactly, if I'm alert in any given time, I can know who is my companion and who remember me. Do you get it or no?
Yes.
You with me or no?
Yes.
Some lips still cannot move. Why? Look at your lips, take a mirror. Next time I will gamble with a bunch of mirror. And a video tape, I will put it in here. And a big screen, 52 inch. And this will be something. Because you have to really be alert. Why? Don't say it's my habit. Don't say it's genetic. We have to break it. You are in a time and a place, a present angel is watching you. And you should be now very happy Allah choose you to be in a gathering like that at this time in this life. You agree or no?
Yes.
Okay. What is the last name we talked about it last time? Hmm? Who remember?
Shafiq.
Huh? Hashid? Okay. By the way, did you did what I tell you? Okay, do you get everything? No, you don't. Because I checked already. Okay? Somebody wrote a book name in the top and the man cannot read it.
I didn't know how to spell it, so I just spelled it.
Oh, Riyad al-Salihin.
Yeah, I just
drove
the way
I'm... Did you have Riyad al-Salihin?
Oh, no.
You didn't read this one?
No.
Okay, now go back and get Riyad al-Salihin.
Riyad
al-Salihin. Can you write it down, us?
Of course.
Okay, write this down now. Get a small piece of paper.
Okay.
Wait, you get a job. You see, if you're a Muslim and you get a job, you happy or no?
Yes.
And if you do it right away, you happy or no?
Yes.
And if you do not delay it and you're doing it with happiness, what happened? MashaAllah. Do you have the magnificent one? Is it brown and green?
No.
Oh, you get it? You do not get. You get or no?
No.
Okay.
Can I
do this? Now, any question, any concern? The last time to now. Yes, for the last time. I cannot hear you. Surat what? Surat what? Al-Kahf. Okay. Huh? What is it? I see. Okay. Say it loud, but it's easy to hear.
Shall we tell you the greatest leader in the second week? those who ever have been wasted in this life were the cause that they were pouring blood by their deeds.
Okay.
How do we know this or not?
Me. Okay. Number one, you won't know the meaning of any verse. Take it from me in case I die. What I'm telling you is a principle. Principle! Yes, or three and three. You will get the meaning. Go now, read couple of verse before, couple of verse after. Go ahead, sir.
And on that day we shall present health to the disbelievers. Saying to you, those whose eyes had been under a covering from my reminder, and who could not bear to hear it. Do then those who disbelieve think that they can take my place besides me? Verily, you have prepared hell as an entertainment for the disbelievers.
Now, do you understand now? That's where the verse belongs to disbelievers. Now, and continue.
Okay, shall we tell you the greatest losers in these strategies? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life while they thought that they were acquiring good by their deeds. They are those who deny the ayat of their Lord and the meeting with Him. So their works are in vain, and on the day of resurrection we shall assign no weight for them. That shall be their recompense.
No. Do you understand it or no? Huh? Okay. This verse is according to Mufassirin. The people who do tafsir, it has many meanings. The root, listen carefully now, the root meaning for whom? Disbeliever. The root is disbeliever. Or anybody have certain amount of disbelief in his heart. Do you get it or not? For example, when Allah tell us we are a Muslim, we're supposed to be the believer of what? Akhir. The hereafter. Meaning what? My action, my behavior, according to whom? Akhirah. Okay? That is why if my action and behavior according to Akhirah, what does bother me now? Only one thing. Is my effort going toward Akhirah or Dunya? Any effort toward Akhirah, you're not among these verses. Any action for dunya, you will be among these verses. I give you an example. How many Muslims come to America and Australia and Europe? Plenty. Million and million and million. Okay? Now, some of them, they went, they have a beautiful house, high degree, Lexus, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Cadillac, you name it, and Ferrari, whatever. Okay? And they're so happy. Now when you die, what do you take with them? Their iman and good deed. What happens if you do not have it? Whatever left over in their heart. What about all this effort they think is beneficial? It's nothing. What about all the money you have in the bank and the stock market and bond? It's waste. What about all the preparation and luxury houses? It's gone. What about beautiful degrees? You work hard to accumulate it over 18 years and 20 years. It's gone. Do you see it or no? Mm-hmm. By this way, any money you accumulate and is not spent for Sabilillah is waste. Any knowledge and is not for Sabilillah is waste. Any effort and is not for Sabilillah is waste. Any energy you spend that is not for Sabilillah is waste. Do you get it or no?
Yeah.
Now, if I'm what's the difference between all of us now in the room? You know what the difference is? How much we strive, how much we try, how much we struggle, how much we love, how much we want, only what? Akhirah. That's it. For example, if I look to my day, how much I'm thinking about Akhirah, how much I'm thinking about dunya. How much I'm accumulating akhirah work, how much accumulating dunya work. Whatever, how much, you know who you are. And this why people, I remind you with the hadith of last week. You remember? The famous one I consider it is the core. And believe me, I swear by Allah, if you follow this hadith only, it's enough for you. Whoever wake up and all his heart and mind. Only one him. You have to understand him. I have to write it for you because this is unbelievable. And for you, Amira, watch because this can be an Arabic lesson for you too. Okay? Now, do you remember how it works? Number one, heart. What is the heart in Arabic called? Qalb. Fast, repeat after me. Amira, please, look and repeat. Qalb. Okay?
Look, how is that directed? Qalb is qaf. Right?
Qaf.
Lam. Ba.
Okay?
It's too big.
Okay? Qalb. Now, the qalb, desire. You have a certain desire in your heart. It's called what? Qalb. Qalb is what?
Heart.
Okay? But it's when something you desire in your qalb.
It goes to whom?
The brain, your head. What it's called in Arabic? What is that? Aql. Amir. Ayn. Ayn. Can you see it? Qaf. Lam. Aql. Aql meaning what? The brain. The head inside. No, the intellectual is lob. The lob. Because you can have aql and dumb. You can have aql and crazy. You can have no aql and limited. Okay? The aql leads to, meaning the heart. I'm giving you the root now. Qalb. Amira, please look. Qalb. Aql. Okay? Qalb is what? Aql is what? Okay? Lead to what? What is the action now? Wait. What is that? Thick. Fa. Do you see it? No, no. Kaf. Ra. What is the thick? Thinking. Okay? It leads you to what? No. What is that? Ham. Do you see it? No. Ha. Mean. Eh? Good Arabic lesson? Eh? Ha. Mean. Okay? Ham. What is the ham? The ham in Arabic, the things overwhelming you. The things overwhelming you. By this way, ham is the fruit. Or we can do like this. Equal. This three, once we arrive, it generates ham. That's why ham is a product of desire, aql, thinking, and all kind of like reviving thinking in your brain, thick, will give you ham. What it means in ham? I will give you a picture.
I'm working. It's raining, this and that, I'm cooking. What?
People tell me, Brother Ahmed.
Brother Ahmed. Where's Brother Ahmed?
He's internal having a ham inside. Something overwhelming him. Either eat you because you desire it, or eat you because it's aching you. By this way, him can be a hem with desire, and can be hem with eating, can be hem for anything. Hem is the overwhelming of thinking and desire mix, overwhelming your brain and your really nerve system, your soul, your nuts, everything. Meaning, if I take a picture with infrared light, with laser, I will see all your hem, for example, about food, about this, about a degree, about this, your hem. The things overwhelming you. Meaning, right now we're sitting, okay? What is the things overwhelming you inside your heart? What is the most things is overwhelming you? And most of the time you have. And I tell you before, this will show up when you go to sleep and when you wake up. The real hem show up when you go to sleep and when you wake up. It show up in salah. It show up in sajda. Something you want so much. For example, when you want degree so much, you say degree, 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 degree. Husband, 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 husband. Wife, 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 wife. Kids, 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 kids. This, 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 this. Whatever it is. If you are a real Muslim, what is your hem is? How to please Allah. How to do something for Sabilillah. How Allah can really love you. How you can join this life and live in this dunya and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy with you. How you thanking Allah. How Allah can accept you and use you. If I am really, this is my core thinking, you know what I will do? This become not part of me, this become of me. Me. If I take you now, I wash you, I put you here, tick, 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 you know, and cut you into pieces. What I will see? All the pieces have only one topic. All of these pieces has only one topic. What is the topic? And the hem of how to really be for Allah, how to please Allah, how to really remember Allah, how to worship Allah, how to spread the message of Allah, everything for Allah, and you worry about the hereafter. You worry about the place in Jannah. You please support your husband and wife in Jannah. Now for you ladies, always say, oh, Allah always said, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ, we give them wife, we give them wife. What about me? I'm a female. What am I going to get? I said, if you study this topic, you cry. You really cry. You remember the hadith of Rasulullah about the Hurayn? He said, the Hurayn, the creature, female in Jannah, if she put her finger, just the tip of her finger, tip, in the sky, he said, the sunlight become like a small candle. From her light of her finger. He said, what about if she show her face? How light illuminating is. This is a Hurayn. If she put her tip of her finger, what is the tip of the finger for? What is? No, it has a name. The piece of finger, what do you call it? No. What do you call it? Huh? English wise. No. Forget about the tip now. Any piece? No. You see how it's divided?
A
portion? Huh? Portion? No. No. It's a word for it. English word. No. Finger something. No. The portion. This is called something. Yes, this part. I will try to remember. Anyway, this portion of finger, you call it in Arabic Aqla. Aqla meaning a portion, but is a name for it. This has a name. SubhanAllah. And you guys plan to help me out to translate. Okay, now, because the hadith is uqla. Uqla asba. Just one finger tips. Or finger, it has a name. Anyway, by the way, this portion, if it show up in dunya from a hurayn, this what happens. What about me? I'm not a hurayn. We call you hurayn. Your name hurayn. Okay, what it means? You are made from clay. You are for al ayn, you are for al kin. Why? Because you made from clay. Now, what are you going to do? When you go to Allah, Allah said to you, you worship me, you struggled for me, you did all this for me, I bear witness my angel, I will give her a light and beauty more than the hur al ayn in Jannah. And whoever succeeds from you, she will be the queen of her own palace. And underneath you, 70,000 girls. 70,000 girls working for you. Each one of them, her beauty, if it reaches dunya, finished. The sun will be like a candle. Why Allah tell us all this? Because He creates us and He knows. We always look for reward, look for something. And if we honest today, and we think about it, okay, if I am, Allah give me this message, what about dunya? Dunya is illusion. How many of you have a beautiful fancy meal? Where it's gone? It's gone. Any pleasure in this dunya is very limited. But the pleasure of akhirah is unlimited. You see? By this way, if I'm a Muslim, living the message as a Muslim, my whole hell is what? Akhirah. Only for hereafter. And this struggle is easy to talk about it. You see, you people do not get it. If I talk and repeat my talk for years, you are lucky. Until you receive it. And after you receive it, until it becomes a part of your thinking. And after it becomes a part of your thinking, it becomes a part of your personality. And after it becomes a part of your personality, now you're active toward it. You see it or no? And this is why people do not know something today. Developing a person will never come overnight. Developing a person cannot come over a session or two sessions. It takes years. And it takes years of a struggle in my behalf, a struggle in your behalf. Can I struggle only? Sure. You want to struggle? Go ahead. You want to be a lunatic and go to sleep? Go to sleep. You want to forget about your goal? Go ahead. But this goal, you have to have your eye and your goal all the time. And you have to have number one is your goal. Now, I remember when it used to be snowing or stuff like that, and my manager called me. He told me, Ahmed, please, go take this call from me, and I will show you what I will do for you. And sometime he told me, by the way, thank you for what you done for me last night. Please, go ahead. Take your wife and kids for dinner on me. Okay? And he told me, whatever. $100, $200, $300, whatever. Just come bring the receipt, I will reimburse you. Or sometime he called me and told me, please, do whatever you want. I do not want to see you in my office for 2 days. I give you 2 days off. Don't worry about it. I will take care about all your business. Just for one day, I did something to please him. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. Imagine if in a time, everybody running after what? To please himself. Everybody running after pleasing each other. What about pleasing Allah? What happened if Allah look at me and I'm trying to please him? What he will do for me? You see? And this what we do not get it. Just to do one action to please Allah is so powerful. So powerful. And what I tell you people, something so powerful. What happened now if you look in my heart, you find out I want to please Allah all the time. How it feels. Now, how I developed that. How I come to that? Do you know what we're talking about it? If we talk about it daily, it will become what? Overwhelming you. It become a part of your routine thinking. And maybe this, the heart, qalb, with the aql. Okay, please, when I talk in here, please look at me. Okay? Qalb, and read and repeat. Qalb. What is the qalb? Qaf. How is spirit? Qaf. Look. Qaf. Nam. Ba. Ayn. One with the thought. Fa. Ra. Ha. No, not ha. Ha. Hi. Ha. Me. No. What is the qalb? What is the aql? What is the fikr? What is the hal? Overwhelming you. Huh? Who can I read it quick? Mom, one at a time. Okay, spell it. What does it mean? Huh? What does it mean? Thinking. What does it mean? Okay, Madiha, next. Okay. We'll go back.
Brain.
Okay, of course, move. Ha. Another what? Okay. Hey. Keep thinking. Okay. Embrina?
Embrina.
Coming from Embrina, whatever?
Yeah. Half noun, that, gold, and heart. Arthur, I'm half noun, that is thinking. Sigma, five, that, rock, that means.
No, just thinking in here.
Brain, thinking. Ha, mean, hum, which is something that you
want. I'm here. MashaAllah. What does it mean? MashaAllah. Ayn?
Qaf.
What does it mean? Thinking. The things overwhelming you. Okay? First. Quick.
Half number means heart. Time half long means brain. First
number. Qalb meaning heart, Ayn Qaf Lam Aql meaning brain, fa, gas, raw, because we thinking, ha, me, ham, overwhelming.
Kaf, lam, ba, kal, hain, kaf, lam, upper, fa, gas, raw, means thinking, and ha, me, ham, overwhelming.
Good. Let me give you a quick, okay, something. If, for example, I do like this, how it will be? Fikru. Fikru Dhamma. I take it out. Fikra. Okay, if you want it to be fikr, then it would be, Sukoon. Right? Okay, now, what about here? If I do like this. Qalban. Okay? What about if I do like this? Qalban. Qalban. Right? You with me here? Huh? You get it? Okay. Dhamma is U. To Dhamma become Ul. Do you remember? Huh? Okay. One Dhamma is U, sound. Two Dhamma together, once you see it in any letter in the top, what it meaning, become, for example, Qalbun. You see how it go? The pronunciation, Qalbun. Okay, if I do like this, Qalba. If I do like this, Qalban. Once you see two together, become an. Once you see it underneath, in. By its way, on, in, on. Eh? Everybody with me? Okay. With language, if you do not repeat it, you will never gain it. If you want to learn language, okay, you have to do some reading, even basic, to always add on, not minus. You get it or no? And if you have a goal and you want to exceed it, can anybody stop you? No. Why?
Your own
choice. Can you blame anybody?
No.
Do you have blame except whom?
Yourself.
Because if it's a way, it's a way. Even if you learn one word a day, one word, in 1 year it will be 365. Imagine just one word. And this is why people do not understand. Knowledge is so powerful, but you have to generate, gaining daily. Even one word, even one meaning, even anything, better than nothing. But if Shaitan fight you and give you all kind of doubt, and all time, oh, he did and she did and this time, you will not go anywhere. You know, even if you have no books, nobody. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illallah. I swear by Allah. You sit alone, crying to Allah, saying, oh Allah, teach me something. Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you something. That's where we will go back to what? Intention and the sincerity of your intention and your goal. But what happened? Shaitan overwhelming you. And the first overwhelming, look at me. You see this? Finger. He, she, time, place, this and that. And always your life will be a situation. Always your life will be a situation. Only the liar will always wave finger. And the sincere person, honest, wave finger to whom? Himself. Don't blame nobody. Because when you really want something, I promise you, you will do it. Do you get it or no?
Yes.
Hmm. where we are now, we're still in the same topic of today. What is it? Ikhlas, sabr, manner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Why? Because I want akhirah. Why I want akhirah? Because he told me so. Why? Because it's my final destination. Why? Because I'm going to die. Why? If this life I die, I will not take except my belief and good deed, according to him. Yes, Madiha. If you're lucky, you will meet Allah a few minutes after you die. Just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. But in the time of Hayatul Barzakh. Once the person dies, good deeder, Muslim. Good Muslim, belong to Allah, you belong to Allah. The moment the angel of death pull your soul out, the angel will take your soul and put it in a beautiful hanout, full of fragrance, beautiful clothing, white, full of fragrance. And this angel, please watch me, because it's true, you will see it inshallah. This angel will take this with a smile and so happy and make dua and take this soul and keep going up until it reaches the first sky. And the angels, the owner of the keys of the first sky, he said, who are you? He said, we are the angel of Rahmah, the angel of mercy. And he said, who is with you? So and so. And you will call him with the best names. And the good deed he used to do. Said, welcome to the soul of so and so. We miss him. And this soul will be entering to the first sky and go to the second sky. The second sky angel will do the same. And the same thing. Now I want you to learn something, and in the front of Allah I will tell you, and I mean it, and I mean it, and I mean it, and I mean it. When you're going this way, wonder what happened. Something will happen. If you belong to Allah, the gathering of angels keep increasing. And a lot of angels, can we come with you? Come on. Can we come with you? Come on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your soul will be surrounded with unbelievable angels. What's the angel quality? Light. Imagine you surrounded with light. And all these angels, what they do? They mention your names with your quality and what you've done on this earth. And say, oh Allah, he pleases her. Oh Allah, he pleases her. Oh Allah, forgive her. Oh Allah. And we keep going one sky to another, one sky to another, until we reach a limit, we cannot succeed. And after that, your soul go and make sajda in the front of Allah. And Allah will call you by your name. And he said, oh so and so, look, this is your place in Jahannam. He said, oh Allah, forgive me. He said, I already forgive you. This is used to be, but look at your place where you will be. And he show you your own place in Jannah. At this time you will scream, said Allah, I want to go. He said, no, I cannot. I wrote already and ordained it. You will not enter until the Day of Judgment. He said, oh Allah, make the Day of Judgment now. He said, no, everything has a time. And after that he commanded the angel to take your soul and go back and join your body in the grave. And if you are a good deeder again, wonder what happened. Now the angel will come. And when the two angels, Munkar wa Nakir, coming to questioning you, wonder what happened. This angel will say, oh Munkar wa Nakir, go, change your face. Change your face, be nice. Talk to them nicely. Don't be harsh and tough. We are the angel of mercy. Allah command us to do that. Now they will come and talk to you nicely. And Allah will make you pass. And after that, a call from Allah comes. Sadaqa abdi. Abdi was honest, say the truth. Fafrishu lahu min al-jannah. In the grave, Allah will call the angel. Oh my angel, my slave servant, he was honest. He said the truth. Oh, my angel, open for him the door of Jannah and make his grave a valley of Jannah and give him the fragrance of Jannah and make his bed in the grave the bed from Jannah. Harsh, you know, harsh. This angel will make your own place in Jannah, from Jannah, in the grave land, in your own grave. وَالصُّحْرُ لَهُ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. And he said, open for him a hole to join his own place. By this way, you will be lying in your own grave, and you can see your own place in Jannah. Until the day of judgment. Now, do you think you would feel the time?
No.
When you see something overwhelming you, something you love so much, what will happen to you? Huh?
You lost me.
You lost. You are overwhelming. It's something. You're not here. You're in overwhelming in what you like. You agree or no? And all the time you said, oh Allah, I want Qiyamah. Oh Allah, I want Qiyamah. Because you know what you're getting. And this is the average normal Muslim. The one belongs to Allah. Meaning you did everything according to Allah. What happens if you're learning, you're teaching, and you try to spread Islam? Now you die in a level of siddiqiyya. If you love in the level of Siddiqiyya, your soul go up. Up until it meets Allah, and after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command. Oh my angel, take him to be surrounding my throne. And now you see Allah day and night until the day of judgment. And your soul will be hanging from the throne of Allah until the day of judgment. You're not going back to us. But this one, level of Siddiqiyya and level of Shaheed, level of Siddiqiyya and level of martyrs will be up, not going down. With the only two souls will be like that. Do you want to be among them or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Can you do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Believe me, wallahi, if you ask me today, wallahi, it's easy. Today is very easy. You know why? All you have to do, divorce dunya. And make intention, oh Allah, teach me a useful knowledge. And make me this level. Listen to me carefully now. This is how you gain this level. And make me living for this cause, ya Allah. And don't make me have any cause except this cause, ya Allah. And make me live like that, die like that, resurrected like that, as a da'iyah for Sabeelullah. And this is my intention. My intention to live for Sabeelullah, die for Sabeelullah, and resurrected for Sabeelullah, and inshaAllah my soul to be in the throne of Allah, watching Allah day and night until the day of judgment. In the time has no day and no night. Now, may Allah forgive us now. If I am now living a normal Muslim life like average, meaning 10-15% Islam, 85% dunya and nonsense. Now, this soul might be open for them or might not. If the old soul, the one that's open, the angel will say, no, we're not accepting this soul. This is a rotten soul. This is a stinking soul. And now the angel of torture will be the company of this soul and keep beating the soul until they enter to the grave. And when they enter the grave, Munkar wa Nakir will meet the soul with the worst faces, with completely fire, okay? And questioning you. Every question you can answer, he beat you up. Every beating with you, lead you 70 years underneath the ground and come back and beat you again. if you minus in salah, in zakah, in fasting, in hajj, or any major duty, or you're committing a major sin, or you're left with a lot of money, you do not spend this for Allah, or you're left and your heart devoted to somebody except Allah. Any major sins you have it in this life, you will be tortured in the grave until the day of judgment, or until or unless Allah give you tawbah in the grave. What meaning Allah give you tawbah in the grave? Either He send you somebody in dunya to do make istighfar and good deeds on your behalf, and Allah accept, or you reach a certain time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His judgment, you are tortured enough, and this enough for you, and give you tawbah. Okay? And this all what we're talking about it, according to your journey of iman in this life. This is the time. The more you develop La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, this is the cause. One moment. I was talking to one brother in South Jersey. And this brother, I was talking to him about one thing. Imagine if you do everything, but your heart has a shak. Has what? Shak. What is shak? Down. How do you write shak? Sheen. Okay? Kaf. You see it here? Sheen. Come here. You see? Kaf. Shak. And sukun. Sukun meaning we pronounce it the way it is. Please look. Okay? What is shak?
Doubt.
Doubt about what? Anything. Doubt about Allah. Doubt about Allah will give you. Doubt about Allah cannot give you. Doubt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot forgive you. Doubt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow you. Any doubt, it burns you. Why a person is not generous? He's having doubt in his heart. Why? He always believes this money is the savior, not Allah. This was the difference between a stingy and generous. Always a generous, he's spending. He has no doubt in Allah. He doesn't have to save. Why? He knows his bank account is whom? With Allah. And a stingy, his bank account is what he has. Now, can you think the two is equal? No way. No way. And this one is meaning a hadith about the most closest people to Jannah is whom? The generous one. And this why the lowest person in Jahannam is whom? No, the lowest person in Jahannam. Meaning the lowest people will touch her in Jahannam. Huh? No, you don't understand. The minimum touch her in Jahannam. Huh? No, it's only two. Rasulullah said it. The two getting the lower touch in Jahannam is two. Whom is he are? Hatim al-Ta'i. Who? Abu Talib. The two most less torture in Jahannam is two. Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah, and Hatim al-Ta'i, a generous man, died before Islam. And when he asked Ya Rasulullah why, he said Hatim al-Ta'i because his generosity. And Abu Talib because his nusra to me. He's supporting me and giving me nusra. Now, that's why it's nusra. Hey, please look at me. Come here, look. Nusra. Nun. Hey. Saad. Ra. Nusra. Ta' marbut. You get it? I will write it one more time. Noon, Saad, Ra, Fat Marbut. Okay? You with me or no? Noon, Saad, Ra, Fat Marbut. Noon, Yalan mı Ali?
Saat.
Yalan mı? He? Saat. Yalan mı? Saat. Yalan mı? Saat. Ha, yalan mı ha? Okey, sağdan da yalan mı?
Ta. Za.
Dad. Saat. Yalan mı ha? He? Yes or no? So, so, okay. Please go back and read the letter again. By the way, Nusra. And Nusra meaning what? Eh? Okay. Also, Amir. In the Philippines, so and so. Okay? What is that? Eh? What is this? You remember? Okay. Saad. This, what is it? Amir, I say it. Saad.
And this?
Eh? Dad.
This?
And this? Za. Saad. Dad. Ra. Ta. You remember now? That's why when we write Saad.
Saad. And with Ta. And we join it with Ra.
Okay? And Ta Mardul. Okay? Nusra. That is why Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah, gave him what? Nusra, meaning supporting him. And by supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah decrees the future. By this way we learn from here two things. Generosity, it decrees a lot of your future or bad things. And similar, any action you do as supporting the deen of Allah, supporting the message of Allah, it elevates you and decreases any torture can be done. Okay, one moment. Tell it to me, I have a question.
What is the difference
between
shock and fear?
Eh?
Shock and fear.
Shock and fear? What do you mean? Shock is shock. Okay, you have two kind of, many kind of doubt. Okay? You have a doubt in your own belief. You have a doubt in provision. You have a doubt in ability to spend. You have a doubt of the future. You have a doubt of Allah will forgive you. And all doubt, who's the owner of doubt? What about if I doubt I have the quality? What about if I have a doubt if Allah will make me somebody? Can I do that?
Yes.
What?
It's expected
Allah. Ah, Allah ta'ala. Disrespect to Allah. Is doubt from whom? Can I have a doubt in my heart about anything?
No.
No. Doubt will burn you. Doubt will destroy you. Anybody can help you? Nobody. You have a bad manner with Allah. You see now? This is a bad manner. And shock. What is shock? Shock is one of the highest bad manner with Allah. Allah hates it. Do you know why? Because every shak will eliminate one of the quality of Allah. Do you understand me? Mm-hmm. Huh? You understand me or no?
Yes.
Okay, for example, you have a doubt, Allah will provide. And Allah tell you, I'm the provider. What's the problem? You have a doubt actually about whom?
Allah,
the provider. What about you have a doubt Allah will forgive you and he tell you I'm the forgiven? You have a doubt. What about you have a doubt about spending and you're afraid if you're spending you cannot take care of the money is not enough? Meaning Allah is not the hafiz. Allah is not the guardian to you. Is not the protector. You see? What about if you have a shock about even your own bad quality and you forget Allah can honor and change the quality? I was talking to one girl, I give her dollar now, and I tell her, what you gain today? She said something so beautiful. She said, I was reading the story of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Listen carefully now. And this is why I know people, how they grow or disgrow. Okay? When you read and I ask a question, I get to know a lot about you. And I ask her, what you gain? She said, when I read the story of Abu Sufyan was a fighting Rasulullah for 20 years. Fighting Rasulullah for whom? Fighting! Fighting Rasulullah for 20 years! Because Abu Sufyan embraced Islam just before, a little bit before Mecca time. Before Medina time. Before Fath Mecca. Basically 20 years fighting Rasulullah. And after that become what? Radiallahu anhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with him. He entered Islam and Allah made him the supporter of all Muslims. Basically from the enemy of Islam to the most closest one to Islam. Like Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. He killing, nobody killing Muslims in early Islam more than Khalid. And later on Allah used him to be the honor of Islam. Do you see anything or no? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was going to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah used him to do what? To be the elevation of Islam. Now, why Allah give us all this story? To do what? Okay, I'm garbage. I have no quality. I'm weak. I have no money. Allah can take care about me or no?
Yes.
Allah can change all my bad quality or no?
Yes.
Amira, are you with me or no? But please, when I said yes, you said yes. Okay? But if there's any major change, Allah can do it or no?
Yes.
Why Allah will do it? Why?
He wants to keep us close to him.
Yeah, but why he will do it to you? Huh? Yes, but why? Why Allah will give it to you? You, in particular, why Allah will give it to you?
Because you go through the mind of desperation and you ask for it and want it.
Ah, you want it so bad. You're desperate for it. You really want it. Something else he asked. Huh? Something else very powerful. You mean it. You value it. You really want it. And nothing can distract you from what you want. Nothing can distract you from your goal. Nothing can stop you from your goal. Nothing. What about if Allah gives you any condition? It doesn't bother you. Because your goal is so high. What about all your bad quality? It doesn't matter. Allah can switch all your bad quality, make it a good quality. Because Allah can take a person with good quality, make him the lower quality. And Allah can take the worst quality, make it the best quality. Don't ever think and have a doubt. I tell you something, I cannot help you. Nobody on earth can help you if you have a doubt. Doubt from whom? Say it.
Shaitan.
Doubt from whom?
Shaitan.
Say it loud from whom?
Shaitan.
Amira. Doubt from whom? Shaitan. Say it please. Doubt from whom? Shaitan. Any doubt from whom?
Shaitan.
Any uncertainty or certainty from whom? Shaitan. Any doubt about anything, any poverty, except from Allah, you go nowhere. And you go up or down?
Yeah.
Down. And what about now the go no or go look to the opposite? What about if I have iman and yaqeen? Go up or down?
Up.
What about even if I have bad quality, what Allah will do?
Change
it. What about any need? What He will do? He can fill it for you. What about if I'm poor? Every condition, what Allah will do? Provide and change condition completely. Yes, correct, Allah.
What if you are
that Allah
will
change? Okay. Now she talks about something else. We're supposed to be living between two things, hope and fear. But this kind of a fear is different kind of a fear. Fear is taqwa. Part of the taqwa, part, not the whole taqwa. And this fear to prevent you of doing bad deed. Fear to allow you to get closer to Allah. Fear, it should make you respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is different fear. This is a recommended fear. You see? What is a recommended fear? For example, I'm doing the deed. I do not know if Allah accepts or not. You see? I do not know if this will really be accountable for me or not. Why? because I do not know. Maybe I'm full of garbage. Maybe I'm not sincere enough.